Topic 61, Glands. 1. The determining causes in man and that which makes him what he is are the glands. They are externalizations of the types of force pouring through the etheric centers from the subtler worlds of being. They express the point in evolution which the man has reached. They are vital and active, or non-vital and inactive, according to the condition of the centers. They demonstrate a sufficiency, an oversufficiency, or a deficiency, according to the condition of the etheric vortices. From A Treatise on the Seven Rays, Volume 4, Esoteric Healing, page 46. 2. Where there is no free play between the etheric body and the astral body, you will have trouble. Where there is no free play between the etheric body and the physical body, involving also the nerve ganglia and the endocrine system, you will also have trouble. The close relation between the seven major centers and the seven major glands of the physical system must never be forgotten. The two systems form one close interlocking directorate, with the glands and their functions determined by the condition of the etheric centers. These, in their turn, are conditioned by the point in evolution and gained experience of the incarnated soul, by the specific polarization of the soul in incarnation, and by the rays, personality, and soul of the man. The new medical science will be outstandingly built upon the science of the centers, and upon this knowledge all diagnosis and possible cure will be based. The endocrinologist is only beginning to glimpse possibilities, and much that he is now considering has in it the seeds of future truth. The balancing of the glandular system and the relation of the glands to the blood system, and also to character and predispositions of many kinds, are considerations of real value and worth following. Much, however, remains to be discovered before it will be really safe to work with the glands, making them a major subject of attention, as someday will be the case in all forms of illness. From A Treatise on the Seven Rays, Volume 4, Esoteric Healing, pages 77 through 78. 3. Much is said today in modern medical investigation about the imbalance of the endocrine glands, and many physical difficulties are ascribed to this frequent imbalance. But behind this condition of the glandular system lies the basic imbalance of the centers themselves. Only when there is a right understanding of force and its reception and consequent use will right balance be achieved, and the human endocrine system control the physical man in the manner that is intended. From A Treatise on the Seven Rays, Volume 4, Esoteric Healing, page 84. 4. The centers, as you know, govern the endocrine system, which in its turn controls the seven major areas of the physical body and is responsible for the correct functioning of the entire organism, producing both physiological and psychological effects. From A Treatise on the Seven Rays, Volume 4, Esoteric Healing, page 140. 5. The endocrine system is the tangible and exoteric expression of the activity of the vital body and its seven centers. The seven centers of force are to be found in the same region where the seven major glands are located, and each center of force provides, according to the esoteric teaching, the power and the life of the corresponding gland, which is, in fact, its externalization. The head center, the pineal gland. The center between the eyebrows, the pituitary body. The throat center, the thyroid gland. The heart center, the thymus gland. The solar plexus center, the pancreas. The sacral center, the gonads. The center at the base of the spine, the adrenal glands. From A Treatise on the Seven Rays, Volume 2, Esoteric Psychology 2, pages 141 through 142. 6. From a study of the glands, a study so much in its infancy that it hardly merits the word embryonic, much will later be learned of their relationship to the centers, and much experimental work will be done. From the standpoint of the esotericist who admits the fact of the centers, the glands are, par excellence, the major determining factor in connection with the general health of an individual. They indicate not only his physiological development far more than is grasped today, but they have, as is suspected by the orthodox medical science, a most potent effect upon the whole organic system. Their influence, via the bloodstream, reaches into every part of the body and to the extremities. The glands are the result of the activity of the centers. They are first, last, and all the time, effects of inner predisposing causes, and it is through the centers and their affiliated glands that the soul builds the apparatus upon the physical plane, which we call the physical man. From a treatise on the seven rays, volume 4, Esoteric Healing, page 204. 7. Related to these centers and reacting in strict unison with them is the endocrine or glandular system, through which system, during incarnation, life or energy flows unimpeded. And under right direction, in the case of the highly developed man, or impeded and imperfectly directed, in the case of the average or undeveloped human being. Through this system of glandular control, the human form responds or does not respond to the surrounding world energies. In connection with our present theme of healing, a man can be sick and ill, or well and strong, according to the state of the centers and their precipitation, the glands. It must ever be remembered that the centers are the major agency upon the physical plane through which the soul works, expresses life and quality, according to the point reached under the evolutionary process, and that the glandular system is simply an effect, inevitable and unavoidable, of the centers through which the soul is working. The glands, therefore, fully express the point in evolution of the man, and according to that point, are responsible for defects and limitations, or for assets and achieved perfections. The man's conduct and behavior upon the physical plane is conditioned, controlled, and determined by the nature of his glands, and these are conditioned, controlled, and determined by the nature, the quality, and the livingness of the centers. These, in their turn, are conditioned, controlled, and determined by the soul, in increasing effectiveness as evolution proceeds. Prior to soul control, they are conditioned, qualified, and controlled by the astral body, and later by the mind. The goal of the evolutionary cycle is to bring about this control, this conditioning, and this determining process by the soul. Human beings are today at every imaginable stage of development within the process. I realize that much of the above is well known and in the nature of repetition, but I have felt it essential to repeat the story so that there may be a fresh clarity in your thinking. From a treatise on the seven rays, volume 4, Esoteric Healing, pages 623 through 624. 8. Students should bear in mind that the primary effect of the activity of the glands and of their secretions is psychological. A man is, upon the physical plane, emotionally and mentally what his glandular system makes him, and incidentally what they make him physically, because that is frequently determined by his psychological state of mind and emotions. From a treatise on the seven rays, volume 4, Esoteric Healing, page 625. 9. Medical science will eventually find the truth, and already they are sensing it, that it is impossible to fundamentally change the personality and the physical equipment of man through treating the glands themselves. This situation will remain as it is until modern medical science recognizes that the world of causes, as far as the endocrine glands are concerned, is the etheric body with its seven centers. They will then register the fact that all work in relation to the glands must be shifted away from the seven effects or precipitations of the centers on to the centers themselves. The healer, therefore, ignores the gland involved and deals directly with the center, which conditions the point of friction and controls the area under its influence. From A Treatise on the Seven Rays, Volume 4, Esoteric Healing, page 626.